Journey to Freedom, the story of Irene Friedlieb, written and illustrated by Mrs. Reyes's 6th grade class 2023-2024, Forest Grove Elementary for a book by me, true stories written by kids for kids. In the spring semester of 2024, 6th grade students at Forest Grove Elementary School in Bettendorf, Iowa met Greg Rothbart, the grandson of a Holocaust survivor. The classroom of kids met him, then began collaborating with professionals in the comic book industry to tell Irene Friedlieb's story of survival during World War II. They learned about this Jewish woman born in Vienna, Austria, in 1915. Irene and her husband Walter Friedlieb were able to escape Nazi rule and immigrate to the United States. However, their lives in Austria and their escape were not without struggles due to Hitler's laws and the anti-Semitic views and actions of the people of Austria. Through much hard work and love, Irene and Walter were able to help other family members get to the safety of the United States. Unfortunately, they were not able to save all of their family members. Some would die in the gas chambers of Auschwitz concentration camp. Eventually, Irene and Walter made their way to Iowa, where their grandson Greg lives today. "I've had grandchildren tell their grandparents' stories from World War II, but never had a grandchild pass the story on to the young authors before. What I learned was that the students bonded well with the story as told by the grandson. Maybe because grandparents have a special place in the hearts of grandchildren. I don't know for sure, but I'm so grateful the students preserved Irene's story." As you can tell by their impact statements below, it was a powerful experience. One of the greatest benefits of helping teachers provide great classroom experiences through a book by me is seeing a positive difference in the students' lives. It brings me great satisfaction witnessing the students discovering their strengths and, in this case, learning the power of collaboration. Deb Bowen, creator, A Book by Me. Impact statements: we chose to share Irene Friedlieb's story because we need to show future generations what real bravery and persistence looks like. Writing this book revealed the suffering of being viewed as different. Irene was not accepted in her community during pre-World War II. Despite this, she was defiant as she risked her life for her family. As authors, we value having a deeper understanding of the choices Irene made to sacrifice for others. Mrs. Reyes's 6th grade class 2023-2024, Forest Grove Elementary, Meeting a Holocaust Survivor's Family really made me think about how this changed their family. "One thing I know for sure I learned from her family is never take anything for granted, and truly anything can be taken from you at any time." Gemma, writing this story impacted Irene's family because we are sharing an important story about their past. It is emotional for them. Our work will impact others reading this story. It makes me feel emotional and proud because it can show people what the Holocaust survivors experienced and the troubles they went through. Hassan. Irene Friedlieb, Jewish Holocaust survivor. In 1932, Irene Goldreich was 17 years old living in Vienna, Austria. She was involved in several sports, taking piano and French lessons, and becoming a secretary. While out at a sports club for young Jewish people, Irene met Walter Friedlieb. She would soon learn that he was the love of her life. Meanwhile in Germany, Hitler's rise to power peaked, and he became chancellor, casting a shadow over the world. Walter and Irene worked together at Irene's uncle Erwin's business. The couple's bond flourished, and on March 21, 1937, Irene and Walter were wed in the Seitenstätten Temple of Vienna. That summer Irene and Walter vacationed in Venice, Italy. In Italy, they heard from German Jews that Hitler wouldn't start a war. The couple, somewhat reassured, went home to Vienna, rented an apartment, and began to furnish it with much care and enthusiasm. Little did they know what was coming. A year later, most of Vienna's citizens were excited about Hitler taking over their country. They thought the takeover would be great for Austria. Irene saw this differently. When others saw a triumphant future with Hitler, Irene saw a darkened sky full of Nazi airplanes. Within a few days, a Nazi officer arrived at Uncle Erwin's business, demanding money and firing everyone from their jobs. Irene's family knew that if the Nazis invaded Austria, they would take control of Jewish companies, so they hid the money with Uncle Erwin in the US, where Irene and Walter hoped to escape to. In this way, the couple initiated the family's plan to defy the Nazis. After the officer discovered there was no money, he accused Walter of stealing it and sent him to prison. As she searched for Walter in the prisons of Vienna, Irene received the affidavit of support from the Crocettis in New York City, the most beautiful people in the world. She called them to help get Walter out of prison. A lawyer friend taught Irene how to bribe. The process of getting him out of prison took over 3 weeks and cost them 6,000 Reichsmarks. In those 3 weeks, Irene sold her and Walter's belongings to a Gestapo agent with a so-called appraiser. Irene gave her belongings, and the money paid to her right back to the Gestapo agent. This was the bribe. She also moved in with Walter's parents, Alexander and Hilda Friedlieb, and vowed to never get too attached to her belongings again. In jail, Walter signed an agreement with the Gestapo saying he and Irene would leave Austria within 6 weeks or else. Soon the couple was reunited, although Walter was free. He was still obligated to check in daily with the Gestapo. On November 10, 1938, the date of Kristallnacht, Walter was in danger as the Nazis rounded up Jewish men. He had to choose, make his regular visit to the Gestapo and possibly be taken or be thrown back in prison. He decided to take the risk, heading to the Gestapo headquarters, moving in shadows and ducking onto a passing streetcar. While Walter was avoiding the roundup, Irene was filled with the fear of losing her husband. There was nothing to do but wait and worry for Walter's safety. After Walter returned from the Gestapo, Nazis pounded on the door of the apartment demanding to be let in to search for weapons. The soldiers burst in claiming it stunk of Jews. They demanded Irene open the window to get rid of the smell. She knew they would throw Walter and Alexander, Walter's father, out the window. In fear and terror, Irene defiantly stood in front of that window. Walter produced a document from the American consulate stating that he and Irene would soon receive immigration visas to the United States. That crucial document saved them. The visas arrived in January 1939, they could now leave Austria. With mixed emotions, Irene and Walter sailed to the United States, leaving their family behind. In New York City, Irene and Walter had escaped the Nazi rule. But their work to defy Hitler wasn't done. Walter and Irene had not forgotten about their family members back in Austria. Through very hard work, they were able to get Kurt, Walter's brother, to the US. When Kurt arrived, they realized he had suffered severe trauma due to his time in Dachau. He had to be hospitalized for health issues. This was very hard for Irene and Walter, but they still had work to do for the rest of the family. Once again, they sold their belongings for money to bring Walter's parents to the U.S. After their trip across the Atlantic, Hilda and Alexander were reunited with Walter and Irene in Brooklyn. Irene's parents faced many hardships as they tried to immigrate to the U.S. The first attempt to rescue Rudolf and Rosa Goldreich had them traveling on the SS St. Louis, a ship bound for Cuba. Tragically, it was turned around and sent to Belgium. As the Nazis took Belgium, Jewish men were sent to concentration camps, Rudolf was sent to Gurs in southern France. Rosa had to travel alone from Belgium to Gurs through a war zone to get to Rudolf. She, too, bribed the Gestapo to release him. Irene and Walter were determined to get Rudolf and Rosa to New York, but they needed help. They sent a letter to the influential Eleanor Roosevelt. She responded and got Irene's parents the visas they needed to escape France. With 2 years of struggles behind them, Irene's parents finally arrived in America ready to start a new life. Irene's main goal when she escaped Nazi-controlled Europe was to bring her family to freedom. Sadly, some of her relatives were not able to escape, and they most likely died in Auschwitz. After a life dedicated to hard work and family, Irene and Walter retired to enjoy their years together they deserved this time after going through the traumatic experiences of the Holocaust and World War II. Irene valued her family most, which inspired her to keep persevering throughout her life. Irene said, "I will first talk about how we got our people out. We always did, and still do consider that our most important accomplishment in our lives." Her family was her legacy, which is still being told through her relatives today. Irene's grandson, Greg Rothbart, says that Irene never wanted anyone to feel sorry for her. Even after everything she had been through, she was persistent and willing to take risks to help other people, even when it meant putting her own life at risk.